My name is Yaide.
Hello, my name is Myra.
I'm Alex.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Nayeli.
We're students in a journalism class at Casey Middle School here in Boulder. As teen journalists, we look for stories to share about the challenges that people our age face. This year, we decided to focus on teen pregnancy. We started to realize that what a big issue it was and wanted to know more. So our journalism teacher, Lila Lazar, and our school psychologist, Carla Friedley, helped us research the impact of teen pregnancy on a family and on society. They also set up a field trip for us to Fairview High School, which was a teen parenting program that provides daycare for teen moms so they can finish high school. Plus, it offers classes in parenting.
At Fairview, we got to see the teen mom's point of view. After this field trip, we spent a lot of months listening to our interviews and really thinking about what the teen moms shared with us. Today, we're here to share some of their stories with you and to answer questions about teen parenting from a teenager's point of view. Welcome to our call-in radio show on teen parenting. As you listen, we invite you to call us with your questions and comments at 303-442-4242.
And during the show, we'll also invite you to talk with a group of experts.
Our experts are Carla Friedley, our Casey Middle School counselor.
Hi, it's nice to be here. I'm glad to see you tackling this really important issue.
We also have with us today Danielle Waters, who directs Boulder's Teen Clinic.
Hi, I'm also really excited to be here. And just for those of you who don't know, Boulder Teen Clinic is a part of the Boulder Valley Women's Health Center. And our teen clinic is dedicated to providing affordable and accessible reproductive and sexual health services for everybody. And specifically at Teen Clinic, we don't charge for services and all of our services are confidential.
We also have Jody Scanlon. Jody runs Boulder County's Genesis Program for parenting and pregnant teens.
Thanks for having me. This is just such a great thing you guys are doing. I also wanted to mention that we're starting a new initiative at Boulder County, a program called Genesister, for the female siblings of teen parents to do some primary pregnancy prevention and perhaps help them not become pregnant as teens themselves.
We'll start with a story about two teen moms who we met at Fairview High School, Teens Parenting Program. Those moms are Tatiana and Sonia.
My name is Moira, and I'm 14.
My name is Yaide, and I'm 14 too.
You never really imagine an eighth grader getting pregnant. It's usually like high schoolers, but...
These girls were eighth graders when we were seventh graders, and these girls were pregnant.
I tried to imagine what it would be like finishing middle school pregnant. High school's hard enough, and starting off with a baby, it's even harder.
Because now that we're choosing our classes and stuff, it's like...
really stressful.
I know, because like you don't know what to choose and you're scared to going. And like with the baby, another responsibility, I think that's like big.
Dude, I have biology. I'm in walking class. It doesn't even matter.
To find out more about all of this, we decided to go to Fairview and interview some of the teen moms there.
We went to the teen parenting program at Fairview to interview some girls, and we got to interview Tatiana and Sonia.
Okay, so how old are you guys?
I'm Tatiana, I'm 17.
Oh, I'm Sonia, and I'm 16.
When I went to Fairview, I interviewed Tatiana because I've known her for a long time. She was friends with my brother, so I thought it would be easier to have a normal conversation with her. And talking to Sonia was pretty much the same. That was the first time I met her, but it was still a normal conversation.
How old were you guys when you got pregnant?
I was 15.
I was 15 too. Tatiana is 3 years older than us. Her daughter is, I think, 2, because she had her daughter at 15 and she's 17 now.
So was this a planned pregnancy?
Tatiana answered first.
Mine was planned.
Mine wasn't.
Why'd she laugh?
I don't know.
I think she was nervous because it's not every day that someone comes up to you and starts asking you questions like, when did you get pregnant? How are you doing? And stuff like that.
I guess she was being brave because she did seem a little nervous, but throughout the interview, she gets more confident.
What was your experience when you guys told your parents?
My mom started crying, but then that same day she took me shopping for baby clothes.
No, you're gonna get
That's Sonia. She was the one who didn't have the planned pregnancy. That's kind of funny because it's like, oh, I'm crying. Okay, let's take you shopping. It's kind of like a reliever, though, at the same time, because the moment is so intense, and then you just could just, like, go relieve it with some shopping, having fun, actually being happy for having the baby.
Yeah.
She didn't exactly tell us if the tears were, like, tears of sadness or joy or anything. She just started crying.
Then Sonia, the one with the surprise pregnancy, talked about the reaction of the rest of the family.
My dad was okay with it. My sisters ignored me for like 6 months.
When I heard her say her sisters ignored her, I thought that was sad.
My mom told them that I was getting really bad depression and they felt bad because I was there for them when they had their babies because they had them when they were teenagers too. So they felt bad.
Why would they ignore her if they had babies too? They made mistakes. It's not like she's the first one.
I have a sister named Areli. She's in sixth grade. If I had a baby, I wouldn't want Areli to get pregnant. I would want her to learn from my mistake so she could move on with her life and not have kids.
You're not going to ignore her because she did it, are you?
Oh, no, but it's like...
So well, you're going to help her.
I would support her, but at the same time, I'd be disappointed in her because my mom and I always talk to her about it, even though it's awkward for her. I talk about, like, sex and whatnot. Yeah. Okay, so after Sonia told us about her experience telling her family or how they took it, Tatiana, the one with the planned pregnancy, she told us how her family took it.
My mom ignored me for 3 months.
It's sad that her mom would actually stop talking to her. I don't think it's a big enough deal to stop talking to your daughter for a long time just because she got pregnant.
My daughter has like the hiccups and like nowhere.
Like, what took for your mom to finally start talking to you?
When I told her that I didn't want her in the baby's life.
That's when she
decided to talk to me.
We want to thank Sonia and Tatiana for sharing their experiences of telling their parents about being pregnant. Later in the show, they'll talk about how their lives changed now that they're raising their babies.
You're listening to KGNU, and this is a call-in show about teen pregnancy. If you'd like to talk with us about this story or any other segments that we'll share with you today, call in whenever you'd like. This number to call is 303-442-4242. That's 303-442-4242.
And now, we'd like to share with you what we, as teen journalists, thought about teen moms before we went to visit Fairview.
For this segment of our show, our special guests are us, teen journalists from Casey Middle School.
My name is Myra.
I'm Yaire.
I'm Alex.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Nayeli. Let's start with Alex. Before we chose this journalism project, what did you think it's like to be a teen mom?
I didn't really know anything about it except for the TV shows that I watched, like 16 and Pregnant and Secret Life of the American Teenager, and I never knew what to believe from those TV shows.
I remember one girl, we went to Fairview, we asked her if it was anything like those TV shows. She said she hated that question because everybody has a different story.
I believe that, but on the show Secret Life, I just think that it's not real because everything seems so much easier than it is now that we've actually talked to real teen moms.
Yeah, and on 16 and Pregnant, I think it's based more on reality. I don't really think that show's that fake, but it seems kind of real because they struggle a lot. And they showed the downs and some may have ups, but not a lot of them.
And each show is like different. Because, like, in each story, there's one story that has, like, their ups and downs, and the other has the same, so they're all different.
Another issue we had is how teen parents get judged a lot.
I've heard, like, adults say that teenagers are ruining their lives once they have kids because they're too young, they don't know how to raise babies. But I think that it's the same with everyone. Like, once you have a baby, you have to be set on being responsible and turning into a mature adult faster than you can think.
Yeah, and a lot of parents or adults say that teens are, like, irresponsible. They're not responsible enough to take care of a baby. But, I mean, the reality is you have to be responsible enough or you can't really keep the baby. Especially with teen parenting programs like the one at Fairview, it's possible to take care of a baby while you're a teen.
I have a sister, and she's a teen mom. And she's gotten judged before by many people just because she goes to a school where there's more teen moms and there's just people that think that they're not going to finish school and they're not going to get anywhere because they have a kid.
But I think that it's really important to think about that, like, after you get past the fact that they're teens and that they've already had a baby, then it can be happy because, like, they have a child and it doesn't have to be all bad all the time because it's already happened and you can only move forward.
And people just see them from the outside, like, with a big belly, and they don't see them, like, from the inside, what they're feeling and how they feel.
We have a caller on the line. Welcome to our show, Michelle.
Thank you. I just want to say that your whole series has been very well done, and I learned a lot about the teenage point of view, and I think all of you did a great job. But my question is, what about the dads? Are any of the dads involved? I would think it would make life easier for the mom and the baby if the dads were involved in some way. I will take my answer off the air.
Well, thanks for your question. So you're basically asking, where are the dads in these relationships?
Most of the dads don't really stick around. I mean, Jody, do you know the statistics of how many dads actually stick around?
I think it's only about 20%, and unfortunately, many of the fathers don't have the support themselves to be able to be involved with the families, and it's tough starting a relationship very young and keeping it going. So it's not an ideal situation. We would love to see more supportive programs for dads to be able to help them be more involved in their children's lives.
I've known my brother, he's friends with some teen dads, and I think they're actually doing a pretty good job. They have a well-paid job, and they're supporting the babies. And I remember the cutest thing I saw was he asked my brother to go with him shopping for his daughter's birthday present, and he came out of the car with the big box.
That's really cute. We got to meet teen moms by visiting the Fairview High School Teen Parenting Program. Before that, we had many discussions with our journalism teacher, Lee Lazar, and we also had weekly meetings with Carla. Do you guys think that helped our interest in the project?
It helped a lot because in the process, we got to learn more about it because we just kind of started knowing nothing about it, and it was just kind of a controversial issue, and a lot of people had different opinions.
Yeah, I think it was really cool to learn about stuff and, like, all about teen pregnancy and learn all these crazy statistics and actually get to go meet them.
And it was, like, an interesting topic, so we never got bored, and we always just wanted to keep talking about it.
Especially because we don't really talk about teen pregnancy in school.
And we don't even have health this year, so I think it was good to get this opportunity to talk to teen moms.
And I think it's really good that we're sharing it now.
Us doing this teen pregnancy story, we're, like, one of the most educated people in health. I don't know, whole eighth grade.
Yeah, I definitely agree. This is a call-in show about teen pregnancy. If you have comments or questions you'd like to share about how society views teen moms, give us a call at 303-442-4242. That's 303-442-4242. In our next segment, we'd like to talk with you about how being a teen mom affects the whole family. But first, here's another part of our visit with Fairview High School teen parents, Tatiana and Sonia, where we asked if they'd like their daughters to be teen parents. Here it is.
Do you guys plan on having more kids?
I plan on having another baby by next year, and I'm hoping to have a boy. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work out, then I think I'm just going to wait a while after that to try and have kids, because it's kind of a handful with my daughter, but I'm going to wait till she's like a year and a half so that she understands that I'm having another kid.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't think so. The boyfriend I'm with right now, he's going to get a scholarship to wrestling, so I'm going to let him go with that, and then later I'll see what happens, if it works out.
To what it sounds like, you guys' life changed for the best.
Yeah, my life did change for the best.
But I thank God every day that he gave me my daughter.
Yeah.
I know sometimes I get mad because I can't go out on the weekends with my friends and everything, but it's fun spending time with your kids.
Yeah, because sometimes I sit at home and I'm just like, dang, like, there's a party tonight and I should be at it. And then I just, like, look at my daughter and I'm like, you know what? We can, like, have our own fun together.
We'll have
like,
more fun together. We're
mommy and daughter, so we can just, like, hang out. It's fun hanging out with your kid, though, over going out to parties because you don't get in any trouble.
I think babies are fun, but I don't think I'd want one right now.
You have to have a lot of energy.
And a lot of patience.
Yes.
I'm really lazy, so I don't think I'll be able to handle that.
Like, you gotta be a dork to be a good parent.
Do you guys both have girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If, like, but right now, if they were listening to this, like, if they were, like, a little older, would you guys want them to be in the same position as you guys, like, having a kid and a teenager?
I don't think I would want to see my daughter in this position, but if it happened, I would be, like, there all for her. I'd try and be there more than my mom was there for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here. I wouldn't want her to be in it, but if she does, I mean, it happened, I guess. That's what happened to me. But I'd always be here for her with whatever she needed. I mean, I'm her mom. I can't just be like, oh, well, too bad.
I can't just, like, abandon her and be like, oh, well, too bad, you know.
Because, I mean, I did the same thing. My mom did the same thing. My sister did the same thing. I don't know why they got mad at me for doing it if they were my role models. I got it from them.
Because some statistics say that some teen parents, like, their kids, if they're born having a teen mom, they're more, like, probable of having a kid at teenage years, too.
Yeah.
My mom was a teen mom. My mom actually went here to this program, too.
My mom wasn't a teen mom, but all my sisters were, so I kind of just wanted to see, like, what they were doing and how they did it.
Yeah, I mean, my mom got married at 15, so.
I got married at 16.
Thanks to Fairview High School students Tatiana and Sonia for sharing their views on what it's like to be teen parents. Now, we'd like you to hear from Boulder County Health's Jody Scanlon. Jody, what's it like when there's a teen mom in the family?
Well, as you just heard, a pregnancy can impact the whole family. Obviously, for the parents of a teen parent, they're asked to become grandparents before they expect to be. For the teen herself, as the teen moms have been sharing, it's very difficult. They have to grow up much more quickly. 41% of teens who begin families before age 18 ever complete high school, and only about 2% of teen moms have a college degree by age 30. The children of teen parents are at higher risk for being born low birth weight and premature. They also, these girl babies, as these teens just explained, are at higher risk themselves for becoming teen moms themselves. The siblings of teen parents also are really affected, and Nayeli talked a little bit about this, and I'm sure she'll share more as we go on, but they're 2 to 6 times more likely to become teen parents than if they don't have a sibling in the family who was a teen parent themselves. So obviously this impacts the whole family. The good news is that many teen parents do really well with the appropriate support, with programs like the Fairview Teen Parenting Program, Genesis, Teen Clinic. There are many ways that these teens can do well and be really good moms too. So I think it's important to remember that no matter what age someone gets pregnant, a new mom needs a lot of support and help.
As Jody said, it does impact the whole family. My sister's a teen mom, and things have gotten better, but at the beginning, they were really rough, and she just had to get used to it. Like Natalie said, there's a lot of judgments going around, and it was just really hard being a teen mom because she didn't want to keep going to school because of the way she felt and the way she looked and what she thought people would think about her.
Natalie, where do you think you stand on the situation your sister's in? Do you think your parents are more strict with you since what happened to your sister?
Well, when my sister wasn't living with us, when she was living at her boyfriend's house, they weren't as strict with me. I think it was they just thought the same thing would happen with me because of how strict they were, and they thought I wasn't going to want to be home anymore. But things have changed since my sister has gotten pregnant. But I definitely think me and my sister have a better relationship since her pregnancy.
Did you have to help a lot with when she was first born?
When she was first born, she wasn't living at our house. But now that they are and she's older, my sister definitely needs a lot more help with her and, like, getting her stuff ready in the morning. And just when she can't do things, I have to help her.
Okay, this is a call-in show about teen pregnancy. If you have comments or questions you'd like to share about our program, give us a call at 303-442-4242. That's 303-442-4242.
For the next segment of our show, we'd like to talk about how teens can learn about sexuality and safe sex. Our special guest expert on teen sexuality and safe sex is Daniel Waters. Daniel directs the Boulder County Teen Clinic. You can find out more about the Teen Clinic at their website, teenclinic.org.
Daniel, how many teens get pregnant every year?
So, in the United States, it's estimated that about 34% of all young women will experience a pregnancy while they're a teen. So that makes up about 11% of all births every year in the United States. So that's a pretty, kind of puts it in a larger perspective. Here in Colorado, it's estimated that more than 18 babies are born to teens in Colorado every day, or about one baby born every hour and a half. The way we see that reflected in Boulder County is a lot less, fortunately, than the rest of the state. In 2008, which is the most recent statistics we have, there were about 68 teen pregnancies in Boulder County, which is quite a few, but it actually is a significantly lower birth rate for teen parents than the rest of Colorado.
You work for Teen Clinic. What exactly does Teen Clinic do?
Teen Clinic provides preventative services. So we provide birth control, pregnancy tests, testing for sexually transmitted infections like HIV, emergency contraceptive, different services and counseling associated with reproductive and sexual health. For teens, we provide all of these services free of charge, which means we waive all the fees for teens so teens don't have to worry about finding the funds to access these services and to stay healthy and to stay pregnancy-free and stay STI-free. We also provide the services confidentially, so teens can come in and they know that their health information is just going to stay between themselves and their healthcare provider.
That sounds like it's a really good program and really helpful for teens. Do you see a lot of people?
We do. We do see quite a few teens from around Boulder County every year. We have two teen clinics, in fact. One is in the city of Boulder and one is in the city of Longmont. We've been in the city of Boulder for almost 15 years and in the city of Longmont for just about 5 years. So we're definitely seeing our population growing, which we think means that the need is out there, that people are looking to take control of their health care and to prevent unintended pregnancies and to avoid sexually transmitted infections.
Thanks to Danielle Waters for talking with us today. Danielle directs the Boulder County Teen Clinic. You can find out more about the clinic at their website, teenclinic.org.
And before we go on to another topic, we'd like to share with you the views of teen moms, Tatiana and Sonia, about whether they think it would have been better to have babies when they're older. Let's listen into what they told us when we visit them at Fairview's Teen Parenting Program.
Now that you have your kids and that it's harder, do you guys think it would have been best if you just waited a little bit longer?
In a way, I think I could have waited longer to have a baby with him, but at that moment, I think we were just, like, thinking at the time that, okay, we're ready to have a kid, we're married, so we gotta do this, we gotta do it right.
I know I should have waited, but having her here now, I don't regret getting pregnant, because she's changed my life for the good.
Yeah, she's changed me, like, for the best.
Yeah.
It's weird how having a baby can change a person's life, like, a lot.
You think all they're there for is to ruin it, but if you really think about it, that's what you get up for in the morning?
Just yeah, if you think in the end, like, you might have, like, lost a lot of things, but in the end, like, you gain something that can never be taken away from you.
Someone that's always going to be there for you no matter what.
And someone who's always going to need you guys.
Yeah. And love you back, even when another person can't love you the way that they do.
Okay. Yeah.
Your support, basically. You're always going to be there for them. They're always going to be there for you.
All right, we have a caller right now. Welcome to our show. What's your question?
have a question for Danielle. As a mother of three daughters, I'm just wondering how to breach this conversation with them as they become older and how to prevent teen pregnancies.
Thanks for your call. She's a mother of three, and she's wondering how she should talk to her kids about sex when they get older.
Gia, that's a fantastic question, and I think something that a lot of parents and adults working with youth struggle with daily. Ideally, the conversation about sex and sexuality is an ongoing, lifelong conversation that you begin with your sons and daughters as soon as they're born. You start talking to them about their bodies, their anatomy, because we are sexual beings from the moment we're born to the moment we're gone. As for breaching the topic at whatever age they are now, I mean, we really encourage you to just make sure that you are what's called an askable adult. We kind of made up that word, but it's really being an open and honest resource for your children and even for their friends as well. So, as for specifics for sort of bringing up the conversation, I mean, we like to give little tips like make sure you're in sort of a safe, comfortable environment. Feel free to use a media like some of these shows that the girls were talking about earlier to approach the subject. I mean, you can even probably log online to kgnu.org and get this radio show and sit down with them, have them listen to it, and bring up the conversation with this show.
We have another caller. Welcome to our show. What's your question?
My question is mainly for Tatiana, and I am just wondering, what made you want to become pregnant at 15, and was the dad involved in planning this, and is he still around? And, you know, I'm curious as to why I have two kids of my own, and they're wonderful, but, you know, it's hard, and I'm 38, and I'm wondering why you want to have another baby so quickly.
Tatiana is actually not here.
Okay.
But I was the one interviewing her.
Uh-huh.
And she mentioned that the reason she wanted to get pregnant was that she had seen her sisters gone through the whole stage of being pregnant and having their own kids, and she just wanted to see what it was like to have her own and have her own baby and experience it by herself and not just watch what's going on around her.
Are there programs that, you know, kind of prepare these, because I have a daughter, and so are there programs that prepare these girls that it's not as, you know, glorious? I mean, don't get me wrong, I love being a parent and was fortunate to plan mine, but, you know, it's hard. It's really hard. And so are there programs out there that don't just point out that it's fun, you know, that this is really a hard undertaking?
Yeah, well, we have Jody here. She's part of the Genesis program, and I think her program could help your daughter.
Yeah, thanks. I think that that's why we just began our new initiative, Genesister, which is a partner program to Genesis. In the Genesis program for years and years and years, we'd been seeing siblings of our clients become pregnant themselves for exactly some of the reasons that Tatiana was talking about. So we've started this new initiative to work with the siblings of teen parents and help them see different paths for themselves besides becoming parents themselves. I think one of the reasons many teens decide to become pregnant, and it's not always just an unplanned pregnancy, is because they don't see a lot of opportunity for themselves. Mm-hmm. And anytime we can help them see beyond this role of parenting, see that they can wait and that there are opportunities, they can go on, have a career, and then get pregnant, I think we're doing, the community's doing a great thing for them. Investing in teen pregnancy prevention is a wise investment, so that's what Genesister is all about, and hopefully we'll be able to make an impact.
The fathers that are there to plan the pregnancy, are they still around?
Usually the fathers don't stay around. I think it's hard, though, if you remember being a teen yourself.
Right.
You don't always have that ability to look to the future. You have a sort of sense of magical thinking. Mm-hmm. I certainly remember that when I was a teen. So sometimes that argument doesn't really sink in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for your call.
My name is Yaide. I'm a student at Casey Middle School, and this is a call-in show about teen pregnancy. If you have comments or questions you'd like to share about our program, give us a call at 303-442-4242. That's 303-442-4242. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to our show. What's your question, Karina?
Well, I have a
friend who's 14 and she's planning on getting pregnant. What are some good tips I could give her?
Well, maybe tell her that to think really hard about that, because from what we've learned, it seems really, really hard to be a teen mom, and for a 14-year-old to get pregnant, that's even harder.
Another thing she could do is go to teen clinic and talk to them about that, or make sure there's prevention if she wants that, or just advice or someone to talk to.
And then I would ask her why she wants to become pregnant herself and try to get to some of the reasons behind that. You can also have her call us at Genesis and Genesister, 303-413-7529, and we'd be happy to talk with her as well.
Also, ask her if she's ready for it. Like, don't just say, oh, I want to get pregnant. Make sure you're ready for it.
Yeah, because, like, you don't know how hard it is to be a teen parent until you're actually there. But the fact is, like, going to school, taking care of a kid while you're only a teenager, like, I can't even imagine how hard it would be. So make sure she's ready for the responsibility if she's really even thinking about it.
Yeah, and unless she's planning to have a baby with a boy that's older than 15 or 16, there aren't that many job opportunities for her, because 14-year-olds never really get hired.
And also tell her to talk to a teacher or a school counselor. That would help.
Okay, thank you. I have another question for you girls.
Okay. What's your question?
For the teen moms, do you know if they ever thought about abortion?
Well, I'm sure many teens have thought about abortion, but just like my sister, she thought about it, but I don't think it's something she would want to do, because she would just talk about how it's her kid, you know, like it's her blood, and it just made her feel really bad if she would have done something like that.
Yeah, and I would say that that's a very personal choice for everybody to make about what they're going to do with their pregnancy. And there are resources out there to help people get through that. I mean, if somebody's either facing an unexpected pregnancy or thinking about becoming pregnant, just like Jody mentioned, they can contact Genesis, they can contact teen clinic, they can talk to a counselor or a trusted adult, somebody in their lives, because talking this stuff out can really help come to a decision, can help guide you on a path that you want to be on, that's really right for you, your family, and your future.
And one statistic is that out of all teen pregnancies, 29% are terminated by abortion. So that's nearly a third end in abortion, and only 50% actually end in birth.
Wow.
And I think while we're on the topic, it's important to note that there is a third option, which is adoption. It's not one that many teens consider, but it is still out there, and for some teens it's the best decision, and they often feel that they've made a very good choice for themselves and their child when they choose that path as well. So there are many choices a teen can make when faced with an unexpected pregnancy.
Jody, I've heard that only about 2% of teen moms give their baby up for adoption. Is that the right statistic?
Yeah, that's about what we see in Genesis as well. It's not very common that teens choose this option. It's not very common that adults choose this option either. It's a very difficult choice. But again, it is a good option for those who find that it's the best alternative for them.
And going back to the TV shows about teen pregnancies, on 16 and Pregnant, they also do shows about adoption, and as I watch it, I notice that it's a really emotional roller coaster for them.
And they, most of the time, they still want to have a relationship with their child. I've only seen one where they actually completely separate themselves from the child forever. So,
and it shows that it's really hard on the parents, but in the end, they just say that they just want to do what's best for their baby.
Our special guest expert on resources for teen parents is Jody Scanlon. Jody heads up Boulder County's Genesis program for pregnant and parenting teens. You can find out more on the web by doing a Google on Genesis and Boulder County Health.
How does your program help teen parents?
Well, Genesis has been around for over 20 years now, and we get involved with the teens usually when they're pregnant. We help them through the pregnancy to try to help them have positive birth outcomes, because that's a risk for teen parents, is having lower birth weight babies. And we work with them through the time their children are 3 years of age. So we really help them through some of those very difficult stages like teething and what is known as the terrible twos. We help them return to school. We really work hard and work in collaboration with the teen clinic to help them avoid another unplanned pregnancy before they're ready. And we look at teaching them good parenting skills. One of the unique things about Genesis is that we hire women who were teen parents themselves. So there's a natural bridge for them in working with the teen moms, because when they say, yeah, I get it, they really do get it. They remember that judgment. They remember feeling like people are looking at them on the bus funny. They remember what it feels like to get on food stamps and have to deal with the judgment around those kinds of things in the supermarket. So that's one of the ways that our program has been very beneficial to helping teen parents, because these former teen moms can look the teens in the eye and say, yeah, I've been there, I've done it, and so can you. And I think sometimes those are the only people who are really believing in them, because oftentimes there can be conflict with the families.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Her name's Elizabeth. We'll take that call in just a little bit, but first we want to show you another segment about Tatiana and Sonia. When we did this story, a lot of people asked us about how teen guys are a part of the picture. Well, when we visited Fairview's teen parenting program, Tatiana had some opinions on this. Unlike most teen moms, Tatiana's partner is a big part of their baby's life. In fact, he and Tatiana are married. He pays for all of their baby's things. Here's what Tatiana has to say about it, what a teen should think about if she wants to become pregnant.
What do you guys suggest for girls who want to get pregnant?
If you want to get pregnant, make sure that the guy can actually support you, like, financially and emotionally, because there's guys out there that will get you pregnant, say they want you to have their baby, and then they leave you. And you're, like, stuck with depending on your family to help you out.
That was teen mom Tatiana. Unlike most teen moms, Tatiana's partner is part of raising their baby and their lives. How do parents help fill in, Jody?
Well, when parents or now grandparents help support the families, we see those teens do so much better. So even though it can be a shock initially to find out that your daughter is pregnant, if you are able to support her, provide emotional support, advice, allow her to stay living in the home, there's going to be much better outcomes for your daughter and for your granddaughter. So it's a very essential piece to have some kind of family support.
All right, we have a caller on the line. Her name's Elizabeth. Hi, Liz. Welcome to our show. What's your question?
Hi, thank you. First, I wanted to say that I'm so grateful to the students from Casey for having this conversation. I think it's wonderful. My question is close to what you just actually spoke about, and I was going to ask you how many of these young girls are dependent upon their families. How many are living at home and actually using their families to help them raise their children, and what comments some of these teens have about the role of their family when they are pregnant and raising a child. I'm sure they're not doing it on their own completely.
Well, we have Jody here. I think Jody can answer that question.
And the question is what kind of support or how many teen moms have family support? Is that what we're talking about here? I would say from my experience in Genesis, it's certainly over half. A lot depends on how old the teen is when she gets pregnant. Obviously, the younger teens have more family support. But again, I would go back to that comment about how it doesn't matter how old you are when you get pregnant. Family support is important for any new mom.
Thank you. And I have just a quick follow-up question. And that would be from the perspective of the parent of the teen. And that would be, that's a hard choice for some parents to see their child make. And I'm wondering if there's counseling for the parents and the teens together when, should a daughter decide that pregnancy is her choice. And then what if the parent completely disagrees? What choices does the parent have if she does not agree with her child's decision to have a baby?
That's a really hard dilemma, and you've touched upon something that we deal with quite a bit in Genesis. Initially, parents are very upset oftentimes to find out that their daughter is pregnant before they wanted them to be. It depends on how old the teen is in terms of what the parents' rights are. Parents have to take care of their children until they're 18 years of age. So they do have the right to say that they don't want the baby to come home, but they don't have the right to say that they don't want the teen living in the home. And that can set up a very difficult situation. Obviously, there needs to be intervention at that point. Both Genesis and Child Protection Social Services can get involved and provide some support for a family that is dealing with some of those hard questions, and there's an entrenchment that's happening on both the parents and the teen side of things. Again, I would reiterate that although it can be shocking for many moms to find out that their daughters are pregnant before they're ready, I always remember one mom who said to me, well, it could be worse, it's not cancer. And I think that's something for all of us to remember, that although this isn't the best outcome we want for our daughters, there are worse things in the world, and what they need at this point is love and support.
Thanks, Jody, and thanks for your call, Elizabeth. We have another segment where we talk to Tatiana and Sonia, and we ask them whether it's harder financially or emotionally. Here it is. Do you think it's harder financially or emotionally having a kid?
I think it's emotionally more harder, because there'll be times that your baby's like crying and you're just like, you know, what's wrong? Like, talk to me. And you like, your baby can't talk to you because yeah. They can't tell you like, oh my God, like, mom, like, my chest hurts or my stomach hurts or hey, I haven't been able to use the bathroom for a while, so, like, can you help me out or something? Like, all I can do is, like, cry.
And if you have a supportive family, then it is emotionally, because, like, right now, me and my daughter are both sick. It's really hard. I get really frustrated, but I wake up in the morning and she smiles at me, and I know she's always going to be there for me, just like I will be there for her.
So, do you guys like being moms?
It's hard, and sometimes I wish I wasn't, but now that I think about it, it's fun. The happiest moments I have had in my life is with my daughter.
Well, I love being a mom. I pretty much took care of my sister's kids, so I wanted my own daughter.
So did I.
So I wanted my own daughter, so that's why I had my own. And it's really fun, because you get to, like, see them do, like, a lot of things. Like,
grow up. Yeah. Now you see why your parents say kids grow up too fast.
Yeah.
I started crying when my daughter started crawling.
I taught my daughter how to dance and bounce her butt.
Bounce her butt. My daughter knows how to do the caballito now.
Next thing you know, our kid's already going to be off to school.
Oh, I can't wait to send her off to school.
I've seen girls cry when they first drop off their babies at, like, daycare.
Yeah. I cried the first day I dropped my daughter off here, because I had her in the summer. So I had her all to myself for the whole, 2 months. And I didn't want her to go anywhere. I just wanted her to stay home.
And because, you know, no one's going to take care of your daughter like their mom. No one.
Because,
I mean, it's your mom. You know them better than anybody.
And sometimes it's hard to be a parent, because then you have to learn, like, what a certain cry is for, and it's kind of hard, because when they wake up in the middle of the night, you're just like, I just want to sleep, like, give me 2 hours of sleep, and then they have, like, a whole different schedule in mind.
Yeah.
They change your schedule, that's for sure.
It's 9:26, you're tuned into KGNU, and this has been a call-in show about teen pregnancy. Thanks for listening. Your hosts have been us, KC Middle School students.
I'm Myra.
I'm Yede.
I'm Alex.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Nayeli. If you'd like to hear the show again or any of the special segments that we shared earlier this week on KGNU, we have them posted on the KGNU website. Overdub, go to overdub.kgnu.org or do a Google on Overdub and KGNU and teen pregnancy, and you should be able to find the show.
Our guest experts today have been Carla Friedley, our KC Middle School counselor,
Daniel Waters, who directs Boulder Teens Health Clinic,
and Jody Scanlon. Jody heads up Boulder County's Genesis program for pregnant and parenting teens.
We'd also like to say a special thank you to our journalism teacher, Lee Lazar, for helping us prepare this show.
And to KGNU's Shelley Schlender for all her help.
And to all the KGNU listeners who called in.
If you have more questions or comments, you can call the KGNU comment line at 303-447-9911.
This show is supported in part through a grant from the Boulder Youth Opportunity Advisory Board.
The Morning Sound Alternative is next, but before we move to that, we have one more story from our visit to the Fairview Teen Parenting Program that we'd like to share with you. It's a reminder of why the topic of teen pregnancy and teen parenting are so important. And for us, it's also important because it involves Natalie talking with one of the teens who was pregnant here at Casey last year. Here's Natalie interviewing a 14-year-old teen mom who was at Casey Middle School last year.
How old are you?
14.
How old were you when you got pregnant?
14.
And was it a planned pregnancy?
No.
What was your experience when you told your parents?
It was sad because I was scared.
Is your family supportive?
Yeah, a lot.
What have you given up since you got pregnant?
Going out with my friends and like to parties or whatever. Yeah, hanging out with them.
What have you gained since?
I'm happier now.
What do you hope for your baby's future?
I hope for him to be a good person, be successful in life.
What do you hope for your own future?
Be a nice mom, have a good job to support him.
What advice do you have for others?
Like other moms or
other people that might want to get pregnant?
Well, they should like really think about it because it's, when you have a baby, it's really hard. But at the same time, you're really happy because you have someone to live for. Yeah. Having a baby is a wonderful feeling. It's hard too. And it's a lot of responsibility.
Do you feel like you're ready for that?
Yeah, I have to be because he's here now.